Blog Talk Radio.
I was the lonely one, wondering what went wrong. Why love had gone and left me lonely. I was so confused, feeling like I've just been used. Then you came to me, and my loneliness left me. I used to think I was tied to a heartache. It was a heartbreak.
Soar, S-W-E, I'm thinking Soar.
When you say, I miss the things you do, I just want to get back close again to you. But for now, your voice is near enough. How I miss you. And I miss you, love. And all the days that pass me by so slow. All the emptiness inside me flows all around, and there's no way. I'm just thinking so much of you. There was never any doubt. I can't wait forever. If you say you'll be there too, I can't wait forever if you wish. I know it's worth it all. With you.
In England? Oh, I went there, looking at it, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I see Jerry here. Let's see. Piano.
Yeah. Thank you. with you.
Amen.
sometimes it hurts to stay. You know how the time flies on me. Yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory.
You took it outside, maybe?
But I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but
Carly Simon. Carly.
Ah!
Trump has 102 million political check. Where did he get it? Let's see. If Trump raised nearly 18 million across it, all his political action can reach the first half of the year through 2030. So, in other words, he's saying here that former President Donald Trump has 102 million in political cash that he can wield as the GOP's eyes retaken political in Congress next year. According to filings made Saturday night with the Federal Elections Commission, Mr. Trump raised nearly $42 million across all of his political action committees during his first half of that made by Save America PAC, a leadership committee that had represented Mr. Trump's press statements and candidate endorsements. The fundraisers figured that the show that even after losing the 2020 election and being banned from multiple social media platforms, Mr. Trump made a draw for the nation from Republican voters, particularly the through email and text messages. Now, you know, he's a good guy in my way, but heavy as they pay. Biden won the election, he said he won. You know, so, to make sure what happened, he won. That's it. Maybe it's for, maybe this, maybe it's that, maybe it's just going to be really pay attention. Wasn't prepared for more voters.
Thank you. That she had talent. She had a beautiful voice. Even at 8 years old, we decided that she needed singing lessons in order to sing properly. And we didn't know anything or how to go about it. So we asked her, she was taking dancing lessons, and the dancing teacher had a cousin who was an opera singer, and she gave lessons, but she didn't really have any students that were as young as I was, but she did take me on at 8 years old. I remember my parents always telling the story that she really wasn't so excited to take on such a young student because she didn't know if I would be disciplined enough to really learn. But she heard her sing and she said, I think I could teach her, which she did. had a lot of fun in high school. She was in every play. She was in Battle of the Bands. She was just always out with the music.
I would say I was definitely an average teenager. I was a cheerleader. I went to a lot of the school functions. I was in the school plays. I actually wasn't comfortable on stage when I first started. My first memory of that was actually at my first singing recital. I remember when people clapped for me at the end. I cried because I was so, I guess it was emotional, and I just wasn't ready for people to give me applause like that. I wasn't that kind of kid that was a show kid, really. I had, like, an outgoing personality. And I always remember my father always wanting me to smile when I was on stage when I was singing. And I really, it doesn't come easy. I had to, like, learn how to do that as I got older.
My husband was really gung-ho on getting people to hear her. He had somebody record her, and he would play for anybody. If the man walked across the room and he had a tag, the RCA, or any kind of label of any sort, he would go after them until they listened to her. And everybody was impressed with her voice, but nobody knew what or how to promote her.
My dad was a very big influence. From the beginning, he always wanted people to hear my voice without me actually having to sing live.
Yeah.
So it was his idea, really, to put my voice on a record or back then we had tape also. So he was always an influence. My mother also, that we were a very close family. They always had my best interests at heart. We're just a very close family, even to this day.
Coming up next on Spotlight on Teens, we have an interview with 15-year-old Alicia Itkin, who has joined the rock group The Babysitters. We'll tell you how they got their name, and we'll show you a clip of one of her performances.
Well, we made tapes. We made a lot of tapes. We had this band. They were older than she was because she was so young, so they called themselves The Babysitters.
Babysitters was the last band that I was in before I really started to record. They were bunch of guys that were probably going to be more than 10 years older than me at the time. We were a band. They had a bunch of original songs that they wrote, and I sang them, and they kind of featured that I was young and they were older. And we used to practice in my house, the whole band and everything, and in my living room when I was younger, in my parents' house.
What kind of music do the Babysitters play? Is it different from Rage? Because Rage was a rock group, and there was no doubt about it. Do they differ any from the Babysitters?
In the Babysitters, we do rock. We do a dance music, a little towards disco with a beat.
Disco with a beat? Didn't disco have that steady beat?
Yeah, well, rock with a beat, you know, a steady beat. Her voice came out and was really good, and we were able to get somebody at Vanguard, which was Mark Berry, to listen to the tape. Did not like any of the background stuff, any of the music itself, but he liked her voice. And he had pre-recorded some of the song All Night Passion, and he needed a singer. I guess the two matched up, and it worked out for us.
Together, I would say 3 years, pretty much. We did my first album titled Alicia. It had All My Passion, She Turns On, Baby Talk. Those were the singles on it. And then we recorded another album called Nightwalking. We found the song All My Passion, and we went into the studio. Actually, it was in 1983, in the summer of 83, August, I remember. We recorded All My Passion. That was my first single that we released. I didn't really know that it was even going to definitely be a record, but at the time, we had the intention of it coming out. It took months. We went from August all the way to February until it finally got played on the radio. That was the longest 6 months of my life, my parents' life. but it was really the beginning of everything.
San Francisco 92 WKQ. We are in a half hour of music, and don't forget, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight in Studio 92.
When I first started, it was All My Passion. I had that one single, and back then, clubs were very vital to your success. First time I heard my song on the radio, I remember perfectly clear, because my producer ended up calling us my house and saying that I was going to be on the radio that night. It was being played on 92KTU, and it was DJ Carlos Hayes, who he had a show, and it came on at 8 o'clock. Played it at 8:01, and we were going crazy in my house. We couldn't believe it. My mother, my father, my sister, we were all screaming at the radio. Back then, when you were able to tape off the radio, but even tape it off the radio, it was the highlight of my 1984, that's for sure.
Alicia, hi, please, but our student power system is all our passion.
Travel abroad. I went to France and did a tour in Holland. I did a lot of clubs here in the States on the East Coast, and I did go a little bit to the West Coast and in between. But most of my memories, I think of, are in New York and the clubs that I did here. Living here, I guess, it meant a lot to me because I grew up here, and people that I knew wanted to go to those clubs, so that was very important to me. After All My Passion, I ended up. I had a second single called Two Turned On. That came out in 1985, in the summer of 1985, I think June it came out. I had a second album out on RCA in 1987, which was a big deal for me because I recorded 10 songs. They were all new songs, songs that I loved dearly. Most of them, when I still hear them, they just bring me back to the days of listening to those songs, and they were special to me. And then in 1990, I got the opportunity to record another album on MCA, another 10 songs. This time it was with a different producer. I went out to California to record all of the songs. I spent 2 weeks there, and then I came home for a little while because I was in college then. And I went back to another 2 week session and recorded the rest of the album. And it was a different experience. It was a different producer, different songwriters. No, a whole new experience. It was a great experience. Really had an incredible time. You will not forget that you just don't The Baby Star came out. That was the first opportunity I had to do a video. So that one was fun because I was allowed to invite people that I knew to that video. They sort of wanted to make it sort of like a club scene. So I could remember we invited everybody from my high school, and a lot of people did show up to that. So that was a fun thing when I was younger. And as I got older, I did a couple of more videos. I did one for It's My Secret, which was on my second album. And I also did a video for Down South, which was my favorite video. At the time, I didn't know that the weather conditions were going to be really horrible, but horrible meaning they prepared me for everything, but it ended up being so windy that they did my hair and my makeup for the video shoot, and when I went outside, it was so windy that I came back in, and I think I cried all my makeup off, and they had to redo it because I never expected it to be so windy. lucky enough on two occasions to have two of my songs in a movie. So one was called Do You Dream About Me, and it was in a movie called Mannequin. Oh, no, I can't. After my third album, I had a couple of singles out, and one of my singles was a song called Superstar. That was on the soundtrack of a movie called Superstar, and that they ran at the end of the movie when the credits rolled, and I was so proud again, because I think I was lucky twice to have songs in movies. Now a mom of three kids, a stay-at-home mom, busy with them. My kids are busy with sports, and dance, and anything to keep them busy after school, so that takes up most of my life right now.
Sometimes I get to go to some of her shows, and it's really fun because I get to, all of her songs, and it's, and everybody, knows me, and I don't, in the crowd, but I don't know them. When I was in kindergarten, I learned sign language, so, and this means love, so I told her every time I go to one of her shows, and it means love you. And so she did it to me when I did it, and I did this back. I love. Yeah. I go to my friend's house, and they're like, "Oh my God, your mom! He's singing. I love her song." And then I think their moms, and I was like, they're not they don't do what my mom does." And I was like, "Well, that's cool that my mom does that."
You know what, they don't ask so much about my history. They're more interested in what's going on now. But they know I'm a singer. They know all that happened before they were born. Sometimes, once in a while, we'll meet people that know me from a long time ago, or maybe they have seen me perform at a show, so they get to see what my life was like a little bit when I was busy singing. I never really feel like I'm somebody, to be perfectly honest. I think I was lucky to have a record out and lucky that people heard it. It's funny to feel like people know you when you don't know them, but I definitely remember in high school even that people would be like, "Please, she's the one that sings that song." You know, so growing up, maybe that happens a little more often. It doesn't happen so much anymore. I don't really brag about myself. If somebody knows I sing, maybe they have heard it through a friend, through my kids, maybe through my family, but I don't really feel like a somebody. I feel like I'm lucky that I had a career in this business. I feel like it's a very tough business, and I feel like I was lucky to have records out and people all over the world to really know my music, but to say I'm a somebody, I don't know. I'm not cocky, so I wouldn't say that.
All right. There you have it, Alicia. I see.
If you have moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis, Enbrel helps relieve pain and helps stop joint damage. Enbrel may lower your ability to fight infections, serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, nervous system and blood disorders, and allergic reactions have occurred. Tell your doctor if you've been someplace where fungal infections are common, or if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if you have persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Enbrel.
100% live, 100%. husband has your moderate to severe eczema or atopic dermatitis under control.
Hide my skin? Not me.
By hitting eczema where it counts, DuFixit helps heal your skin from within, keeping you one step ahead of eczema. And that means long-lasting, clearer skin and fast itch relief for adults.
Hide my skin? Not me.
By helping to control eczema with DuFixit, you can show more with less eczema. Don't use if you're allergic to DuFixit. Serious allergic reactions can occur, including anaphylaxis, which is severe. Tell your doctor about new or worsening eye problems, such as eye vision changes, infection. If you take asthma medicines, don't change or stop them without talking to your doctor. When you help heal your skin from within, you can change how your skin looks and feels. And that's the kind of change you notice. Talk to your eczema specialist about DuFixit, a breakthrough eczema treatment.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Why change a good thing? Good question. This was once a good thing. This was also once a good thing. But at some point, they've all changed. For the better. And once we experience better...
Updates here.
I don't have a home.
She's okay.
Summer at Raymour & Flanigan. Save 10 to 15% off everything. Over 4,000 items in stock, ready to deliver. Don't delay. These deals won't last. Discover your summer home at Raymour & Flanigan.
Sure.
We've been challenged, and now we're stepping back in. It's okay if it doesn't feel quite right. We're still here for you, New York. Take a look at nyprojecthope.org. We understand. COVID has changed so much.
Sessions across the country, Storage Place has a wide variety of amenities that will keep you coming back. While specific features will vary by facility, our goal is always the same, to provide a safe, secure, and convenient storage experience. We offer site-wide video cameras and
Well, that's my favorite car. I like it. Oh, damn. You know, he raised over $89.
Oh.
Trump and campaign funds over $100 million.
Yeah. It
looks like pistol
here,
just spread
right
over here, too.
Yeah, sure, there's points. It's a good
mask
to go underneath.
What?
You wrote underneath there. And mice.
And mice, too?
Yeah, I spoiled them.
When?
A while ago.
What?
A while ago.
What's a while ago?
Well, recently,
you
know,
all that food and garbage right there, that's what they're eating on.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Food for a lifetime.
Where food?
Right there. Oh, that shit. That's what they're eating on. Where's the fucking dance at? Huh?
No. It is somewhere. I found you.
I'm not afraid to
What the fuck is going on here? All right, so is